Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council, provides highlights and industry insights from the Council's recent annual meeting held in San Antonio, Texas.
One of the things that we saw at this annual meeting as we talked to our delegate body is that there's still a lot of economic pressure that's existing on the industry, and you can pretty much go across all the segments. At the same time, I do think there's at least some cautious optimism regarding some of the things that we've accomplished and then some of the activities that we're currently working on going into the rest of the year. Well, two or three things that I would really like to highlight, and I think first is the fact that we do have a new farm bill that was put in place through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act provisions. Now we're working with USDA on implementation of those provisions. Second area I'd like to point out that the members need to continue to watch is the Buying American Cotton Act, and that's an industry initiative. We have bills introduced both in the Senate and the House, really actively working right now to get as many co-sponsors on those two bills as we can. The other area that I would point out is a campaign that we have called Plant Not Plastic, which is our effort to highlight particularly the health impacts, the negative health impacts of microfibers and microplastics that come from synthetic clothing. We're going to continue to push that message forward, raise consumer awareness, and let them know that cotton is a healthy alternative to synthetic fibers. And then the final area I would point to is trade space and the fact that there still continues to be a lot of activity going on with President Trump's administration and looking at new trade arrangements with a number of countries that are customers of U.S. cotton. So we're going to be engaged there to make sure that the outcomes of those trade agreements work for the industry as well.